This is Fatima reaching out to you from a corner of freedom in northern Gaza. Under the Zionist occupation forces' most intense reporting restrictions in human history. After 15 months of Israeli genocidal war, of the mass killing, of the bombing and destroying houses and infrastructure in Gaza, after 15 months of terror, of war crimes, I'm making this report to highlight or to move to you the situation here in Gaza right now after the ceasefire has took place 2 weeks ago. We cannot believe that we have to live peacefully. We have to live with our families. We can say the rest of our families who survived this genocide, who survived this genocidal acts and the Israeli horrific acts and the crimes against Palestinians. Actually, the situation in Gaza is full of optimism. Here, the people, we cannot say that they are happy because they have lost a lot and many people lost their houses. And this is actually, in this time, is the biggest and the most hard issue in Gaza. As many as hundreds of people cannot find shelter and they are still, as we can say, displaced in the refugee shelters. But at least there's no bombing. There's no fear of losing another person of your family members. There is a relaxation. There is calm. Till now, we hear the sound of drones in the sky, hovering in the sky from time to time. But because we know that there is no war, there is no genocide, there is no killing, there is no bombing. So we are, we can say living in peace, or we can say in inner peace, as there is no blood everywhere, there is no destruction. For another topic, I can say about the issue that was so hard during the genocide, it is the starvation. There is a big difference between that time and now. There is we can say that there is abundance quantities of food and of vegetables and of fruits, but there is quantities. It is not abundantly, but there is food that people can survive this life, especially after that starvation, that the most ugly policy that the enemy, the Israel occupation, has ever pursued against the Palestinians for 15 months. So actually the situation here is so different. We are so relaxed and we are so calm because we can live without fear, and we can sleep peacefully without the fear, without the overthinking of what is going to happen in the next moment, in the next hour, in the next night, if we are going to survive, if we are going to wake up in the next morning or not. So all these fearful thoughts have disappeared since the ceasefire took place, and we so happy, but we are also cautious because we don't know what is going to happen in the next stage of this ceasefire, but we hope that it will complete to the next one, and then it becomes a permanent one. And we cannot forget the abundance and the extraordinary efforts of our friends in the old world, who supported us, who still support us via the demonstrations and via speaking out for Palestine and for Gaza, and who did not forget us. And we send them our salute, we send them our love for them, for their solidarity, for their support. And this is a little of what is going on in this time in Gaza. And that's it. Thank you so much.